Ion Shield. The Ion Shield that we talk about in the book, and we've discussed before, is really very similar to what some people refer to as Iron Shirt Qigong, Iron Body, Iron Golden Bell Training. There's many different terminologies for it. There's many different ways to get that type of Ion Shield. In some ways, again, it relates back to the tensing of the muscles. But also, the Ion Shield is being built up every time you're doing the exercise. Every time you're layering the chi within your body, every time you're doing a packing exercise, every time you're doing a blood washing, you're actually developing the Ion Shield. So again, a lot of the training comes back to the repetitiveness of what you're doing. You're doing this blood washing every day, and you're going over the body, and you're rubbing the body. And as you're doing that, the chi is building up, and the Ion Shield is also building up. So again, as you incrementally do that, you're starting to develop the Ion Shield. Again, if you go back to the Advanced Qi video, if you have that, you can see the slapping exercise. Slapping exercise is a very important exercise when building up the Iron Body. Again, if you're a martial artist, this makes sense to you. If you're not, it's probably not something that is that beneficial to you. But even if you're not a martial artist, it is building up a layer around your body, an Ion Shield, so that you can protect yourself from many different situations. And so even if you're not into the martial arts, it's developing a thick, it's almost like a coat of armor that you're kind of putting onto your body as you're doing these different exercises. Again, the more you do them, the more layers you're putting on. So after you've done this for months and years, you're actually developing a new body, because you're actually increasing the internal musculature, you're increasing the internal organs and the capacity that they have, and then you're also taking it from the outside and creating that chi body by doing the different exercises like the blood washing, the bone marrow energy packing, and things of that nature. So if you're looking to increase it more for the martial arts, again, combining all these exercises with the tension is also going to give you more of a repelling effect on the tension type of exercises as far as it relates to an Ion Shield. So as you do the exercise, you're going to be building this Ion Shield up gradually and incrementally. If you have any more questions, again, contact us and we can go into a little more detail of exactly how this works.